his chances. He's not very forthcoming on any particular stances.
Ask him a question, it glances off, he obfuscates, he dances.
And they say I'm a Francophile, at least they know I know where France is.
Thomas, that's the problem, see, they see Burr as a less extreme you. You need to change course, a key endorsement might redeem you.
Who did you have in mind?
Don't laugh.
Who is it?
You used to work on the same staff.
What?
It might be nice, it might be nice to get Hamilton on your side.
It might be nice, it might be nice to get Hamilton on your side. Talk less, smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for. Shake hands with him, charm her. It's 1800, ladies, tell your husbands, vote for Burr!
I don't like Adams.
Well, he's gonna lose, that's just defeatist.
And Jefferson?
In love with France.
Yeah, he's so elitist.
I like that Aaron Burr.
I can't believe we're here with him.
He seems approachable. Like who could grab a beer with him?
Dear Mr. Hamilton, your fellow Federalists would like to know how you'll be voting.
It's quiet up.
Dear Mr. Hamilton, John Adams doesn't stand a chance, so who are you promoting?
It's quiet up town.
Jefferson or Burr?
Jefferson or Burr? We know it's lose-lose.
Jefferson or Burr?
Jefferson or Burr? But if you had to choose,
dear Mr. Hamilton, Burr, John Adams doesn't stand a chance, so who are you promoting? But if you had to choose,
well, if it isn't Aaron Burr, sir.
Alexander,
you've created quite a stir, sir.
I'm going door to door.
You're openly campaigning.
Sure.
That's new.
Honestly, it's kind of draining.
Burr.
Sir.
Is there anything you wouldn't do?
No, I'm chasing what I want. And you know what?
What?
I learned that from you.